Welcome to ESPN 1700, the Real Estate Radio Hour. Local news you can use. I'm your host, David McKelvin. They call me Big Mac.
This is your co-host, Ryan White.
Welcome, welcome. So I wanted to give a quick shout-out to Shyman and Sandra Crispell from Sky International Design, who joined us last week and gave us 3 hours of free interior design. Actually, after this show, I'm going to meet with them at the Schatz residence.
Again, going back?
Yep, we're going to go back. And we've got some great ideas on how to stage that property, get it sold. And Rusty Williams from Lean Associates, who was our commercial real estate sales and leasing agent. And if you'd like to contact either one of them, call our real estate hotline at 888-551-2593.
Well, for recordings of all of our past shows, you can go to our website, pricelesshome.com. They are on YouTube as well. And also can pull them down from iTunes and hear them all there. Let's get to the introductions. We have a full studio today. We have David Bell with Bell Construction. How you doing, David?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, David. And I love your slogan there, give us a ring. David Bell, give us a ring. Love it. And we've also got Brian Church. This guy was mentioned in Riviera Magazine as the suburban legend.
I know some architects would take that as an insult, but most of our work is coastal San Diego, so it's not really urban. But
not a bad area to be in. That's right.
Thanks.
Well, I think I'm going to lead off with one of the things that I'm most excited about. We've talked about these guys a few times. They've been on the show before. This is Aslin Real Estate Group. He actually has a property in escrow with us. They were nice enough to take us golfing not too long ago. I was able to convince them to give me a list of their unlisted, pre-listed, not-on-the-market properties that they're in the process of renovating prior to putting them on the market.
Let me get what you're trying to say here, Ryan. I think what you're really trying to say is if you call our hotline, you're going to give us a list of properties that are not on the market because, as we know, the market shortage right now has gotten a lot of these buyers out there driving the streets themselves, trying to find their own properties to buy. You said you got a list of properties that...
Yeah, here's why I think this is really crucial, because there is a dogfight going on out there for entry-level properties. People that can buy a home with only 3.5% down are clamoring for these entry-level homes, and sometimes these properties are getting 10 offers. Really difficult to differentiate yourself when you're doing so. And many buyers are telling me it's really, really frustrating. Aslin is a private equity firm. They've got a lot of money. They have 50 properties that they have in escrow right now. They're buying 50 properties they're renovating and 50 properties they're selling at any given time. It's a lot of money.
50-50-50.
They're moving the money around. They're moving the properties around. But here's how it's going to benefit you is that you don't have to deal with a short sale lender. You don't have to deal with an REO bank. All of that red tape is removed. Certainly, you're still going to have to get a loan. But the idea is that call the real estate helpline at 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593. We will get you a list of Aslin's properties that are in the process of being renovated, and potentially, if you can strike a deal, they may even let you check out your finishes. Granite this, countertops that. It is a really good inside track for those of you out there looking for homes.
And we're not talking about properties in Riverside or talking about properties in Nevada. We're talking about properties right here,
All here in San Diego.
Right here in San Diego. So if you're a buyer out there looking for a property, your property may be on this list. All you have to do is simply call us at the real estate hotline at 888-551-2593. And the bottom line is that we're offering a list of homes that are not on the market that a huge hedge fund company is in the process of remodeling. You may be able to find a property and tell them what kind of upgrades you want before they finish them.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about this. It's the inside track. I'm happy to give it to the listeners out there. Please take advantage of it. There's no obligation, nothing you have to do other than go look at it and let me know if you're interested. Again, the list is available for free. Real Estate Helpline, 888-551-2593.
Yeah, just give us a call. Leave an email. All you got to do is leave us a message, and we'll allow you to get a hold of this list so you can cherry pick these homes if that's what you're looking to do. Also, let us know if you want to get our free ebook on short selling your home this year.
First article, Union Tribune. I found this one really, really funny. says 432,000 people may collect in the mortgage settlement. It's a relief process to start for Californians who've been through foreclosure. So we're told, let's see, it says $25 billion. $25 billion has been
with
set
a B.
aside with a B. From the banks that were found guilty or at least reached an agreement, the banks are Ally, GMAC, Bank of America, Citi, JP Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo. The article goes on to say that if you are foreclosed upon by those banks, basically between 2008 and 2012, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, if you are foreclosed on by those banks, there may be some restitution out there for you. But here's the big kicker as I see it. One, they are unclear as to how much money people are going to get. They estimated $840. I don't know how much good $840 is going to do anybody.
I'll take it.
I mean, if my home was foreclosed on by mistake, I'd want a lot more than $800. That's not going to do it for me.
I'm pretty sure we're not really talking about mistake when it came to foreclosing. But, you know, the kicker, the way I see it here, is that the banks are – they're supposed to contact the homeowners. And nobody really knows where these homeowners went. You know, I mean, and furthermore, when you get a letter in the mail from the previous bank, I don't know about you, but I'm going to throw that thing away. So even though by law they have to contact the people that got foreclosed on and offer this to them, I'm not sure a lot of people are going to hear about it unless they hear about it on our show.
Yeah, if I was foreclosed on by Bank of America, I certainly wouldn't go out of my way to make sure Bank of America had a forwarding address for me. So take note out there. Real Estate Helpline, again, 888-551-2593. Certainly you can Google it as well. They talk about not just foreclosure process, but a mishandling of a short sale, mishandling of a loan modification. All of these are potentials to have a claim of this $25 billion that's set aside. I know there are people out there that certainly can make use of that money.
Yeah, why not? I mean, who wouldn't want an extra $800?
Since we have an architect and a builder here in the studio today, I forced myself to print off this Zillow article. I'm not a fan of Zillow.
And we know you love Zillow.
If I could find anybody else writing about this other than Zillow, I would have. But this happens to be Zillow. This is David's best buddy, Zillow, over here. Yeah. He's paying $50 a month to have his pretty picture up there.
I'm getting tons of leads, by the way.
Yeah. So the name of the article is Secrets to Creating a House That's Easy to Sell. That's the name of the article. But really what's most important to me out of this is what I found is some of the trends. And we're going to get deeper into the trends that are out there. But some of the trends that we're finding in the way homes are being built and perhaps reconstructed to accommodate the new market, but the new family, the modern family, if you will. Okay. And what they saw was things like a formal living room, formal dining room, and powder rooms are on the way out. And, you know, I grew up in a home that had a room that we never used. We called that the formal living room.
Yeah, parlor.
It sat there. It wasn't able to take any drinks into that room. Certainly no soda. Nothing was allowed to be eaten
You're
in there.
Still not.
I know, still not. The Christmas tree went up there, and that's the only
that's
time
right.
I was allowed in there.
That's right.
And it seems to me that that's a room we can do away with.
Yeah, the walls are being taken down now, I believe, and people are turning their kitchen and their family room and their dining room all into one huge room and more so everyone can be involved in the and communicate better
a great
with their
room.
Guests.
A great room.
A great room.
Well, the kitchen, you know, that is the center of the house, right? I mean, people are going to the kitchen. They're cooking there. They're socializing there. People are eating there. You know, why not connect them? And, in fact, if you look back, and you probably can think of this, that some of the homes that you've been in have these galley kitchens, you know, these tiny little kitchens because, frankly, people would make a big mess. And they wouldn't want everybody to see it. But times have changed. You know, and now there's a lot of remodeling going on, things like that, that are changing the way people shop for a house, the way people live in a home.
You don't want your wife left in the kitchen while you're out entertaining, so you want to have everybody be part of the conversation and entertainment.
Certainly does make sense. And you mentioned before we got in the studio about powder rooms. You said you had a little disagreement about that.
Well, I don't think powder rooms are going away. You don't want people traipsing through your bedroom to use the restroom. But I think that you're saying that they're keeping the bathroom, but it's becoming a full bath, more of a guest bath.
Yeah, I think we're always going to need a guest bathroom. I think that's going to make sense until we stop having guests. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But it's my understanding of what they're talking about is the bathroom that has only a sink and a toilet is kind of going by the wayside, and they're doing everything they can to put a shower in there. I don't have a whole lot of guests that come over to bathe at my house, but I don't know. Maybe that's a new trend that I'm unaware of. It's possible.
I haven't seen it myself.
You haven't seen it? Okay.
Depends on how long you want them to stay.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Well, you know, in California, the land costs so much money that they build these two-story houses, and that's why you see 2.5 baths, because they put a half bath downstairs. But if you've got a single-level home, you really just need a hall bath, a master bath, and that's it. You know, you can access it from the first level. So in a lot of cases, you might see a 4-bedroom, a 3-bedroom, single-family house with only 2 bathrooms, whereas you might see a 2-story home, 4 bedrooms, 3 bedrooms, have 2.5 baths. So, you know, I mean, I think that may be situational, but, you know, it's a trend that we're watching. We're seeing a lot of people make decisions with the new designs that are coming out. And frankly, I'm a big fan of having that great room. I mean, I love it.
I love it, too. I took out a couple walls in my house, opened up this, changed that, and, yeah, it's a big, big, big room, and it's kind of loud and echoey, but that's really how I like it.
Well, it's a big change from when you used to have all the little rooms in
a
cottage,
big change.
And so you can keep the same square footage and have a house that just seems much bigger.
I agree with you.
I find that probably the main request that people have in the remodels right now is to open up their living space, and you take the walls out, throw up some beams, and it sounds easy, but you never know.
Oops. Yeah. Now, when you say throw up some beams, are you doing mainly real beams, or are you doing those faux beams?
No, I'm talking structural beams, and sometimes it requires a steel frame or whatever, depending on what the house structure is.
Well, I am really excited. We will have Georgian Law on the line here when we come back. And Georgian Law is a real estate law firm to discuss the two biggest factors that can affect your credit score. But not only that, I'm going to make him touch on it just briefly, a little teaser. They profess to be able to remove a short sale from your credit score. So we will be back with Georgian Law.
The magician.
The magician right after this.
The best part about being smarter than everyone else is that we don't have to listen to all the talking heads. We don't have to listen to all the rumors and all the graybeards who think they know how this stuff really works. The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235, or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. Are you looking to buy a new or used car? Would you like to get a special deal just for listening to the show? All you have to do is go to bestcardealsandiego.com and get connected with my friends at Toyota of Escondido. I guarantee you get a great deal and walk away happy. They'll give you the most for your trade and the lowest price for your new or used car purchase. They have a 12.5-acre facility, so finding the perfect car is easy. By the way, they can finance anyone. If you've had a bankruptcy, short sale, foreclosure, even a repossession, everyone walks away happy at Toyota of Escondido. Just go to bestcardealsandiego.com today. That's bestcardealsandiego.com. Toyota of Escondido is a family-owned and operated company, so you can support the local community, get treated the way you deserve, and ultimately get the best car deal in San Diego. Go to bestcardealsandiego.com right now. That's bestcardealsandiego.com and get the best possible deal on a car in San Diego today. Bestcardealsandiego.com.
C
So happy it's Thursday. This is the Real Estate Radio Hour, ESPN Radio 1700 AM. Thanks for joining us with your host, Ryan White.
And David McKelvin. They call me Big Mac.
We are blessed with the presence of Georgian law. Eric Phillips, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ryan. And I just want to acknowledge the Billy Idol lead-in. I love that.
You missed the Guns N' Roses
Rebel
at the beginning.
Yell.
Yeah. No, I think it was White Wedding, one of my all-time favorites. But how are you guys doing today?
We are well and excited. We are excited to find out what tidbit of information you have to impart on us so that we can all have 850 FICO scores.
Well, interestingly enough, if you, you know, as you understand the FICO matrix, the two biggest components that comprise about 65% of the score are two basic factors. One is very simple. Pay your bills on time. FICO is time sensitive. The more recent the negative, the more damaging to the score. So the advice is always pay your installment debt on time. That's basically a third of your score. And then the other third and a second third of your score is what we call a utilization rate. Utilization rate is how much credit you are utilizing or you're using that's available to you. You have a $1,000 line of credit. If you, the rule of thumb is 35%. As you begin to go over 35% of your available credit, it drops your score. So I have clients all the time that call me and say, I want to pay off my credit cards and I want to reduce my debt, which is fine and admirable. It isn't necessary to maximize your score. Just remember that you have a 35% factor and try to maintain 35% or less of your available credit. Those two are two-thirds of your score. Pay on time. Don't go over 35% of your available credit.
Well, does it ever make sense to go out and get another credit card?
Well, in the old days, when FICO first came out, the perfect matrix was two credit cards, a vehicle loan, and a home loan. And the advice back in, I don't know, 25 years ago when we first started dealing with FICO was to close off all of your excess credit. As the 25 years have gone by, we find to, not that you want to open up every credit card that you can, but it doesn't hurt to maintain a fair amount of credit because it continues to build your credit, number one. Number two is it gives you kind of an emergency to go to if you need to pull down a cash or whatever the case may be. So it doesn't affect you any longer to have numerous accounts. Bottom line is just don't abuse it.
Makes sense. I've been told before that 3 to 5 credit cards are kind of acceptable. If I only had two and I had a high balance on those two, perhaps I went out and got a third or fourth and spread the balances over them. This may help my score?
It will. Again, if you just use the 35% number in your mind and however it is that you're moving and shifting your debt around, you know, to have, if you have three $1,000 cards, why have one card that's, you know, at $1,000 that appears to be maxed out, which is going to pull your score down? As silly or as crazy as this may sound, spread that debt around. And again, keep yourself under that 35 mark.
I think I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to do a I'm going to do a little teaser here for you.
All right.
Just before we came out, we talked about the fact that you guys really are a law firm. That's really what
Correct.
You're doing. And being as such, a real estate law firm. And
41 years.
41 years. That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
You got to know what you're doing by now, right?
We hope so.
We hope so. Well, being as such, we talked briefly about the fact that you guys profess to be able to remove a short sale from someone's credit report. And really what I want to say to our listeners out there is that you're coming on the show. Next Thursday, you're going to be in studio
the
whole time and go through the entire process as far as how that's done. Is that correct?
From A to Z. It's very, very exciting. And just to go ahead and kind of, you know, whet the appetite of your listening audience, we have done this process close to 800 times. It's been extremely successful. The laws, I heard something on your radio show a little earlier about the laws working in favor of the consumer, and they certainly do, especially in this category. And the bottom line is this. When you're doing a short sale, there is no such thing as a short sale credit rating. The banks are in violation the way that they are classifying the short sale afterwards, and we have very successfully developed a judicial process by court order that will remove all that crazy information and allow our short seller to come back in and repurchase and take advantage of these great interest rates and low values while they're still here.
Well, that is awesome news. Really excited to have you on. the show next week. Really looking forward to this. This is Eric Phillips with Georgian Law. Thanks very much, Eric. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure. Is it okay if I drive down now and wait in the parking lot for next week? Because I, too, am excited about this.
It's okay with me.
Okay. All right, you guys. Have a great week. I look very, very forward to it. Anybody needs any kind of advice for your audience, we don't charge for any of our consultations. No such thing as a stupid question. 760-434-5400. Just give us a call.
Okay. Eric, why don't you go ahead and shout that number out one more time.
760-434-5400, Georgian Law. We're here to help.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, thank you, Eric. In the studio, we have David Bell with Bell Construction. You know, we want to know, who is Bell Construction? I mean, these guys, these local guys, they all end up with the easy last names, right? We got David Bell. We got Brian Church in the house. And David Bell, I mean, you've been framing projects in Rancho Santa Fe for quite a while.
I started in 1983 with my license, and at that time I was a framing contractor doing large projects out there from 5 to 17,000 square foot was the largest home that we built out there, and it was crazy. That was for three people, the 17,000 square foot house.
Wow.
A wife, husband, wife, and their one daughter.
All right.
But
need some leg room.
So, yeah, they had plenty of room to move out there. And that was basically a remodel. We tore down a house to build that, a Bing Crosby house that was back there. And anyway, but now I've grown to be a custom builder and one of the top choices in North County for building coastal properties in very unique settings.
Well, you know, it's safe to say that some homeowners out there have suffered through this market, and now they may be thinking about remodeling. Obviously, the marketplace is going up. If you're just tuning in, know that the real estate market is appreciating. Of the 211 banks that we do poll, the average is suggesting year over year that we're going to see a 2% appreciation. So this is really opening up a lot of opportunity for all of the trades involved. You know, architects, builders, people are actually getting out there and they're remodeling their homes, deciding what's the best thing to do. You know, so from your perspective, when someone decides that they want to remodel the house, what are you seeing the trends out there right now?
Well, I think everybody starts with kitchen and bath remodels. Everybody wants to update depending on what they're living in at the time. But also people change out their windows and doors and always doing deferred maintenance. Some of the projects I do is a lot of termite damage and bringing things up. Basically, I rely on the architect, a good architect like Brian, to
wish we knew one,
to draw some good pictures and give a lot of good options to the owners. Everybody has their own personal taste, and so it kind of goes to finding an architect that works with you good and helps you get the kind of product you want to live in.
So you brought up a good point there. I mean, you talked about a 17,000 square foot home, and although I'm sure we would all love it, may not be in the cards for all of us, you know, this year, let's say.
Okay.
But for yourself.
It does sound like maybe you're doing some less expensive projects, kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, stuff like that. Is that well within your wheelhouse as well?
Yeah, certainly. You know, we do all type of remodels, but most of the time when we go in and do a remodel and the owners have spent some time with the architect, they're usually fairly extensive because as we're going to get in there and tear stuff up, they want to move out one time and do the whole thing, you know.
I can see that.
And, you know, change it around and clean it all up. So that's what we're seeing a lot in remodels because people are able right now to go and refinance and take some equity out of their homes and get a good rate and, you know, do a nice size project.
Well, you know, I've had the pleasure of going out and visiting some of your sites, and I must say I'm impressed. I mean, if you could think about some of the remodels that have gone on in your mind's eye through the coastal area. I mean, we're talking about Cardiff, Encinitas, Solana Beach. You know, the areas that are coastal are still – there's still a lot of construction going on. I mean, you guys have worked yourself into a niche where obviously location plays a big part of this, and I think – from my perspective, it just reaffirms the location is just a big part of what's going on here because a lot of areas have just seriously been frozen out because people don't have equity.
Yeah, well, location is huge, you know, and everything on the coastal area here, it did take a hit, but nothing like possibly Riverside at 50%, where we maybe saw depreciation levels of 20 to 30% or somewhere in that area possibly. But everything on the coast has held up really well.
Well, you know, even if you don't have equity, we've found a way that people can do remodels. You know, there's that FHA 203K loan. I don't know if you guys have heard about that or not. But the 203K loan loans money on future value. So the lender actually gives you money to remodel. And this is an FHA. This is 3%. So a lot of people out there, they go, oh, you know, I can't afford to remodel because I don't have any equity, when in fact you might have one of these beach cottages that, you know, frankly could be break even right now, where with a 203K loan, Google it, you can get more money than your house is worth. They give you checks to write the contractors as they complete the work that they're doing, so you can actually get that remodel you want. So, you know, that's not necessarily a stop sign out there. I mean, if you have any questions about whether or not you can actually get a loan to remodel your property, give us a call. Leave us a message on our hotline at 888-551-2593.
It's my understanding the FHA 203K loan not only works for the purchase of the property, but it's my understanding that it will also work as a refinance mechanism.
Absolutely.
Meaning that you can actually take money out of your home. If you intend to do $100,000 worth of work, they will give you 96.5% of the value of your home after the work is done, put the excess money in escrow, and allow you to pay your architect and your contractor, whoever you need to pay, as draws for the escrow so you can get the work done. It is a underutilized loan program out there. We sat in a—
some might say it's a secret.
We sat in a four-hour meeting with B of A. They went over and over and over it, beat it into my head.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of them, actually. And some contractors that I know of are living off this thing. You know, it's just a lot of projects out there being done on the 203K loan.
Well, now's the time to jump on it. While labor prices are still reasonable, you know, prices came down a little bit in our industry, and supply and demand for workers, you know, also changed. So you can still get things done at a reasonable rate because people are looking for work.
Yeah.
So one of the things I see on your list here is a working contractor, not a paper contractor. And that's something I really want to get into because that's something that's fairly important to me. So when we come back, we are going to go through some of the distinctions between a working contractor, if you will, and a paper contractor, and dive a little bit deeper into the renovations when we come back.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the United States own mutual funds. It makes me wonder how many of these people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to try and figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is willing to do a free risk cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, call the helpline today and get a free analysis so you can find out how much these investments are really costing you. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much? Dan will tell you this for free, and he'll also give you a risk analysis snapshot so you can find out if you're taking on more risk than you should be. Just call the helpline today at 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
Pacific Coast Commercial is a San Diego commercial real estate and property management company. Are you a business owner looking for the perfect building to purchase or lease? Or a landlord tired of high vacancies and the day-to-day challenges of tenants and property management? Pacific Coast Commercial handles the sales, leasing, and property management of all asset types throughout San Diego County. Let us show you why Pacific Coast Commercial is the right choice for you. Call Vince today at 619-469-3600. That's 619-469-3600. Or PacificCoastCommercial.com.
We are back. So happy it's Thursday. ESPN Radio 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and Ryan White in studio here. We have Brian Church.
Hi. Good to have you here.
Hi there. Thanks for still being here. And David Bell.
Hello.
Great. Thanks, guys. Again, the Real Estate Helpline, 888-551-2593. Free list of Aslan Real Estate Group's pre-listed properties, 888-551-2593. David, tell me the difference between a, well, working contractor and a paper contractor, but as you pointed out, a working contractor and a pointing contractor. What's the difference and why would I care?
Well, I do projects limited to two at the most. I don't spread myself too thin. And I'm on the job site. I do the work. I'm a contractor with a background in structural building and as far as foundation work and framing work and finish work. So I'll be on the job site doing the work myself as I also direct my subcontractors. So you get the job done faster and you get it done with more quality with me being there compared to a paper contractor who would sign you up with a contract and he'd send people over to your house to do the work and you'd see him on payday with his hand out for the check.
Got it. So you're there most of the time making sure things are done right, answering questions. I mean, usually when I'm going through this, I don't care how many subs and bosses are put in the mix, there's always questions. Are you, you know, how high does the tile go? Does it go to this distance or this distance? What kind of chair rail are you putting in? Do you want to replace this pipe or that pipe? There's always questions. It sounds like you're there day to day to really babysit the project.
That's correct, yeah. Make sure it goes smoothly.
Which I'm finding out more and more is crucial. I mean, if I'm going to hire a contractor, it's because I don't want to have to go out and pick up the granite or pick up the travertine or deliver the mirror, whatever it happens to be. I don't want to have to do those things. And it kind of sounds like you've got a solution for that.
Well, yeah, I think being there and working with the owners, sometimes I give them that where they go out and pick out their shower trims. There's certain personal things that they have to go pick out. But to give them a list to stay on top of it, that's another thing I do is keep the owners with a list of things that they need to be prepared for and to keep the project running smoothly.
A few years ago, we interviewed a contractor to do some work for us. We interviewed about three of them. And each of them, well, first of all, one of them was late. One of them came with a briefcase slammed full of papers and opened it up in front of us, which told us he was seriously disorganized. You know, and one of them we liked, you know. And that's one of the things I like about David Bell is that, you know, we realize that through the process, there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be some misunderstandings. There's going to be some things that I imagine I want to see. And David Bell, maybe, you know, he the vision isn't quite lined up. I mean, any contractor, you're going to have some issues that are going to come up with. And you just want to find somebody like David Bell that can work through the process with you. And in the end, you're still friends.
Being friends afterwards is crucial.
All my clients have turned to friends. I have no...
All of them?
Every single one of them. I mean...
All right, we'll check that for you guys.
Okay.
I'll get a
if
list.
If there's one out there that isn't, please call in.
Give you a different number.
888-888-8888.
Give us a ring.
Okay. Well, not everybody out there is, you know, looking for massive remodeling. But what about bang for your buck renovations? And this is something that I'm interested in. What kind of renovations can I do to my property that will cost less than the perceived improved value of my home?
Well, we're back to kitchens and bathrooms, I believe.
Kitchens and bathrooms.
The main living space that you see. And also entry doors are always a big thing. You know, your first impression, I'm sure you see that in real estate as well, the first impression of the entry doors, mm-hmm. what you see first when you walk into the room. Through those first doors, you know, is a big impression to people. Your floors are a big thing, bringing your floors up, new tile, and of course, windows and doors on the exterior to bring
windows,
those
huh?
up. Windows are big, especially depending on the age of your house, if they're dual pane glass or not. Sometimes we run into older homes that have single pane,
sure.
and they're not thermally as well as also the UV on the sun to protect your carpets and other things on the inside. So, yeah, a lot of people, most people, when we get into a remodel, they're changing their windows out.
So bang for your buck, we're talking cosmetic stuff.
Yes.
You know, flooring, windows, entry. Entry is good. Front door, entry area.
Exactly.
That's a really good suggestion. I would have not mm-hmm. normally thought of that, but it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And kitchens and bathrooms, yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty
standard.
You got to have good-looking kitchens and bathrooms to get the high dollar value.
Exactly.
That's just the way it is. Well, good enough. Thanks for that.
Well, you know, you guys mentioned earlier about the formal living. And, you know, there are pros and cons to taking out the formal living. And obviously, Brian Church, you know, you're designing different floor plans that are, you know, up to date with what people are looking for in today's housing market, I guess, you know. I mean, you know, so sometimes when you walk into a home and you've got a formal living, you know, you've got that room that no one goes into, but it sets the tone for the property. I mean, it's untouched, it's clean, it's not lived in, and it gives a sense of cleanliness, it gives a sense of scale. You know, I mean, so there are pros and cons to, you know, remodeling the property and taking out some of these traditional rooms such as the formal living.
Well, one thing that you can do to keep your house clean is clean is just designing enough storage in the first place. I think that's one of the drawbacks of older places, that you know, you've just got such a minimal amount of storage that it's hard to keep clean.
My God, storage.
Everybody loves storage, right?
My God, storage. My wife is a first grade teacher that had to downsize and share her classroom with another teacher, and she brought home 3 truckloads of stuff. And I have that stuff stuck in every nook and cranny of my home. Yeah, storage. That is what we need for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no complaints. I've never heard anybody complain I've got too much storage. You know, so we were fortunate to work with a home seller about a year ago. His name is Don Hofer. If you're listening, Don, hey, how are you? Thank you for hiring us to sell the house. And the thing is, it was an adobe property. I don't know if you guys are familiar with what an adobe is, but that's a home that's basically a brick home, and the electrical is on the outside of the walls. And frankly, they're difficult to sell. I mean, some people love them, some people don't. And a lot of the homes that are down near the beach can be found to be adobes. So you've got these beach cottages that are adobes. Now, one of the things that helped us when we sold this property that was on Ocean Street in Carlsbad was the fact that we had an architectural rendering. We had a 950-square-foot adobe beach cottage that we were selling for, obviously, a lot of money based on its location. And in order to give the buyer the vision of what it could be, we actually had an architect draw up a rendering of this 3,500-square-foot view deck property that really paved the path towards the sale. Brian, are you seeing people?
Yeah, I think that one, when dealing with people that are looking for a new house, the one thing they, I guess, lack is just a vision of what you can do with a property. And I just tell people, don't be afraid of remodeling or seriously tearing down half a place and building it back, because you can end up being ahead of where you'd be buying a new house or building one from scratch. But just showing people what they can actually do with a property is a big help. We just did one recently where we showed a big view deck and added a pool and photoshopped it all in, used the background, and the people were showing up to see the house and asking where the pool was.
I would think an architect's rendering and the ability to walk through the home virtually is one of the better aspects an architect can lend to the process. I mean, if I'm not a professional builder or professional architect envisioning what my home will look like when done, it's going to be hard. It sounds like that's a lot of what you can lend to the process, right?
Yeah, and everything we do is we use the 3D building programs to design the project. So from even early on, you can kind of walk people through what the new place is going to look like internally. You can do walkthroughs, and you can do fairly quick renderings that are fairly realistic, give people a much better feel for the scale of space.
Now, I would imagine each architect has a particular style they tend to gravitate to. You're here in Coastal, Del Mar, right? You're a local guy.
Sure.
What would you consider your style?
I definitely don't have a style. You know, it's funny that I think that people the perception is that you've got an architect that's – you get kind of pigeonholed. And I've had friends come up to me and say, oh, yeah, we just finished our remodeling our house. And why didn't you call me? They said, oh, I thought you did, craftsman houses or something like that. But, if you go to a chef, you hope that he doesn't just cook one kind of food. So I think with an architect, we've done a little bit of everything and kind of enjoy that.
Good. Okay.
Well, if you want to get a little sense of what a little of everything is, visit Brian Church's website at brianchurcharchitecture.com. And you'll see properties like, Craftsman Homes. You'll see some of the recent jobs you just completed. There's this Costa Azul Winery with bocce ball. Is that right?
Yeah, that's an urban winery, micro vintner up in Leucadia.
Well, it seems like you've got quite a bit of momentum in Leucadia area. In fact, when they quoted you in the magazine articles, they suggested that you were saying, "What is this? Keep Leucadia funky." What? And frankly, I'm baffled too. I mean, what do they mean when they say keep Leucadia funky?
That's sort of their unofficial motto, and it's a pretty bohemian community, and they like their independence. And I think the example would be, there's a Panikin, it's not a Starbucks.
Yeah, right.
And architecturally, that means we're building, eclectic, interesting places that fit the people there rather than faux Tuscan villas.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You know, so tell us, what is your firm's design philosophy? Is there a philosophy that you have?
Well, I think the fact that we don't have a style necessarily kind of speaks to that. You know, we're designing more to what the clients are after, and the projects that we've done on our own, they're certainly more contemporary, and that's from a building structure, building systems and performance, and it's certainly less traditional.
Okay.
Well, I kind of want to touch on, and we've done it a little bit before, but really dip into, what are some of the trends you're finding? We talked about opening up the rooms, talked about a little bit off the air about opening up the backyard. Tell us a little bit about some of the trends you're seeing so everybody out there can be on the cutting edge.
Well, big picture right now, we're seeing a lot more remodels, and a lot of the remodels are – it's not really adding a room. It's tearing the place down to the studs because a lot of these places are so old, you're doing new – electrical and plumbing and everything else. You keep your tax basis because it's still a remodel.
Right.
But you're getting a new, really a brand new house.
And so leave one wall.
Right. Well, you know, it's different in every city. Every little jurisdiction has a different definition of what a remodel consists of. And some,
okay.
And some of them are crazy. So, but yes, you're I think the second phase of opening up the living room and having one great room is that now people, especially in San Diego, you've got great weather, you're opening up the living room to the backyard, so you've got this kind of indoor-outdoor living. Whether you have a pool or not, it's just having an outdoor room is a great way of expanding your living space.
Yeah, adding a fire pit is good, a little conversation area outside. We've done that at several homes. So
it seems like some of the trends are outside living.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, especially in San Diego.
Yeah, why not?
Sense.
We live
it
here. It's beautiful weather. People rave about it around the world, in fact.
I'm doing the same thing to my house. In the process, I'm doing it now. I mean, it just makes a lot of sense.
What's amazing is how differently we approached building design even 50 years ago. You look at some of these houses. I've looked at houses that are literally on the bluffs in Leucadia or Encinitas, and they'll have a giant wall facing the ocean with no window in it.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. You're killing me over here because, we're obviously trying to sell real estate, and a lot of times we're selling the view.
Yeah.
Well, more with design trends and architectural trends with Brian Church Architecture when we come back.
Thanks.
You know, I talk a lot about real estate on the show because real estate mistakes are very costly. Many of the people I hear from who are in bad situations with money have made at least one or more real estate mistakes in recent history. It's tough for me because I would have easily been able to help them avoid those mistakes if we had spoken sooner rather than later. This is why I urge anyone who is facing foreclosure, thinking about a short sale, or stuck in what I call the loan modification nightmare to call the Real Estate Helpline today and get some free and honest advice before doing anything. You can also get a free home valuation and loan modification update as well. It's 888-888-0154. That's the phone number, 888-888-0154, or email online, MrCreditRadio.com.
If you have student loans, listen very carefully to this message. Student loan debt in America recently passed credit card debt as the number one debt held by Americans. The good news is Congress has taken action and there is now a program that can help you save money on your student loans. Call 877-927-6864 right now if you want to save money on your student loans. That's 877-927-6864. You can consolidate your student loans into one low monthly payment, get your deferment time renewed, and even get some of the principal balance forgiven in some cases. You can change the repayment plan as often as you need. There are experts in this program ready for your call. 877-927-6864. That's 877-927-6864. You can stretch your repayment term out from 10 years to as much as 30 years if you need. 877-927-6864. 64 right now to save money on your student loans.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
ESPN Radio 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour. We are back. We are back with Brian Church here and David Bell, going to walk through some design trends, right? We've been talking about green building.
A lot more people have been asking me about green building, and some people from the beginning say absolutely I want to be LEED certified. They may not have a target of being gold or platinum or a certain level, but they at least want to do that. Other people are just interested in the performance side of that. They want their house to be higher performance and
efficient.
But also from a responsibility standpoint, building sustainably, so that you're keeping a smaller footprint, using less materials.
And what does LEED certified mean? And you rattled off silver, gold, bronze.
Those are just different. It's the higher performance the building, the less building materials you use. Using sustainable building materials, it's really two-sided. It's the materials you use to build, and then it's how you build the building itself.
So LEED's an acronym for some board that certifies green homes?
Right. Now, and we've done a couple of LEED certified homes and commercial projects, and it's frankly a lot of work. I find that it's still kind of in its infancy from a coordination standpoint. In the last project we did, we could have, with the money that we spent on processing and the extra time, we probably could have put a solar panel array on the roof. So that's a little bit frustrating when you think, you know, we could build just as greener without making it LEED certified.
The system isn't green yet.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Just so we're clear, it's not necessarily harder to build green, but it is more effort to build green and get LEED certified. We certainly don't want to discourage people.
Right. No. Surprising is that most modern building techniques are very green anyway. I mean, we've come a long way, and it's pretty easy to make the decision to use locally sourced materials and not to go crazy with tropical hardwoods and that kind of thing.
Right. So
there's some pretty obvious things. And the Title 24 energy requirements for California are going to make your house or building pretty high performance to begin with.
We had, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, we talked about my buddy Larry did an article. He worked for CB. And article on green building in the commercial world. And they were getting about $2 a square foot for non-green brown homes, if you will, whatever non-green is, and like $2.40 per square foot, $2.40 per square foot for the green homes. It's about a 20% difference. When I asked Chuck Wise, does it cost 20% more to build a green building? He's like, yeah, way more. So what am I looking at? I mean, I get some savings because I'm using less energy, less water, less carbon footprint. How much more am I paying for this kind of stuff?
Well, it really depends on how far you take it. And it depends on the type of project. And it's a lot different between residential and commercial. With residential, I don't know that we've seen buildings sell for more, but mm-hmm. I have heard that the greenhouses are selling more quickly.
But what about in terms of building costs? Are there any differences in building costs?
Certainly. Well,
once you know the outline and the guidelines, kind of, you can build green, like Brian says, without having to go and jump through the hoops for the LEED program. Mm-hmm. But the costs are definitely there, but you are getting a much better product, a tighter product that's going to be better in the long run and also can save you some money in energy costs and whatnot. You just know that you have a sound product.
So to go green, you might be spending a little bit more green.
Sure. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well,
that's kind of the way it is. I mean, like I said, lead, asbestos, Chinese drywall, those are the cheapest stuff out there.
Well, you know, green, I don't know. It's just you got to get in your car, drive to work, spend your time, you know, spend money and effort trying to make the money to go green on properties. It seems somewhat counterproductive, but, you know, that is a trend of where we're headed right now, and obviously we all have to do our part to have, you know, less of a carbon footprint out there. You know, and speaking of, you know, working, you guys just completed a project. I mean, we're talking here with David Bell from Bell Construction and Brian Church with Brian Church Architecture. You guys probably recognize some of the buildings that Brian Church has participated in. Recently, it was a property in Leucadia, just south of the Ponto Beach and north of Leucadia Boulevard.
Yeah, it's just right next to the post office.
Yeah, next to the post office right there. It is the Semaphore. Semaphore. So tell us about that.
Well, it's a four-unit live-work project. We started out looking for – we actually found the site with the idea we were looking for an infill site in a neighborhood that we liked and wanted to do something that would showcase good planning, sensible thinking, sustainable building. It was really it's a project that we actually developed. So we were looking to do something that we didn't have a client involved, so we could do what we wanted.
Finally, you could do what you want to do.
Right. That always helps.
And it shows.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is a signature piece now, I think, in Leucadia. You know, the semaphore is an acronym, really, for four units.
And yeah, it was. It's really kind of a riff on the building footprint for the four buildings. They have these 30-foot tall. They're because we have four units on there, and they're individual buildings. They're these tall, skinny buildings, and we decided it would be good to approach it like living on four boats, berthed side by side. So, and it was also a little bit of a reference to the Encinitas boathouses, which are these apartments that look like
boats
are built in the
40s.
If
you've been here at all,
20s.
Yeah, you've seen them.
They've been there forever. So it was a little bit of a reference to that. But semaphore is the communication, the flag communication system that
I see.
Boats
I
use,
see.
So.
Well, you mentioned it was an infill project. What does that mean?
Well, infill just means that you're building within an urban area. In this case, it's not quite urban, but rather than going out on the outskirts and building some new project where you have to build the utilities.
So there was something there already.
Yeah, in this case, it actually had never been developed. It was a parking lot.
Oh.
And not even a used parking lot. It was basically just an old empty lot that had been there forever.
Oh, okay. So, got it. You built on a parking lot. That makes, certainly makes
horseshoe
sense.
Horseshoe pits. There was horseshoe pits and a bicycle motocross track on it.
Well, that was recent. We rented the guy
really?
Next door.
Just the local Leucadians.
That's right. Keep it funky.
Yep, exactly. Yeah,
but they're live work. So that was I think your green reference that, and it's a great neighborhood. Uh-huh. It's got good visibility. The site does, but it's got a lot of traffic, which is good news, bad news. If you're doing something commercial, that's great because you have the visibility.
Right.
So doing live work, the idea is you live upstairs, kind of a shopkeeper unit. You know, you live upstairs and have your business downstairs.
And is that – so there's four units,
four
and
units.
They're sold or rented now?
No. Well, the original plan was to sell them, but frankly, with the economy the way it is, it's great rental market. We're just going to hang on to them.
So they're rented?
Yep.
And to what kind of businesses or people are living and working in
you
these
know,
places?
It's an interesting mix. We rented the first two the first weekend, and the other two have been rented very recently. And everybody has wanted to take both. And in a couple of cases, that didn't quite work out. But we've got a girl that's doing an organic nail salon.
Organic?
Yeah. I guess, you know.
Green.
Who wants to breathe that stuff?
We had one guy that wanted to move in from next door that's a guitar instructor. Got a family that was going to run a family business out of the bottom. Actually, two of them are family businesses.
So they are operating as live work currently.
Two of them are. The other two really wanted to. Things didn't quite work out for them.
But. Okay, so you still have some available.
We have. I think there's one left. One of them. They're still working on taking both, so they're going to take the commercial on that one as well. But
okay, so you heard it here. You better hurry. Sounds like there's an offer on the table right now for this mixed use.
Well, and also just that you know having something in Leucadia that's not you know worn down little traditional house.
Watch it. I live in Leucadia.
That's right. Watch out. I live in Leucadia.
Worn down and traditional.
Well, I wanted to give a shout out to Danny Power. You know, loving our 0 days on the market time. You know, Danny, keep the listings coming, and I will keep bringing the buyers to you. Tim and Sakara McSweeney, you know, thank you guys. I know you're listening out there. It was a pleasure to work with you guys. But I wanted to circle back. I mean, we mentioned earlier this Aslan RG, which, you know, they are a hedge fund group, and they've got quite a bit of cash verified, and they're out there spending money. They're coming away from buying properties at the courthouse steps right now because, frankly, I think their cheese is moving.
Yeah, they can't necessarily get what they need down there, and they've got a lot of money they have to move. So they're entering our world, I guess that it is, with the residential real estate market right off the MLS. And that being said, they are willing to offer relocation expenses. It's the tune of $5,000 for anybody out there who needs to dispose of a home that can be purchased with no sign, no showings, kind of a discreet exit to the property. Aslan RG is doing that. The real estate helpline is 888-551-2593, 888-551-2593. And so when they buy them, they renovate and we'll eventually put back on the market. But as we mentioned before, we have a list of their properties that are not yet on the market available. Call the helpline. Leave your number. and we'll get it to you.
So I'm a bottom line kind of guy. And, you know, I think what you said is that you can – if someone gives us a call on our hotline, we don't actually have to put the house on the market if it's a short sale. They don't want it to be on the market. I mean, we'll put it on the market if they want it. But you could do this without everybody knowing that you're actually selling. We've actually got a buyer that's willing to make an offer on the property. They're willing to guarantee a little cash to move, you know, $5,000 minimum. You know, a lot of times we're getting cash from the banks to, you know, that they want these homeowners to do the short sales. We've seen as much as $30,000. I mean, we can't guarantee that kind of cash. We can certainly guarantee $5,000 if it closes with Ashland.
There certainly are relocation expenses being brought up by both a short sale lender and the buyers. All needs to be disclosed on the closing statement, but is becoming more and more the norm as a way of allowing the owner to, I would say, a little bit easier to exit the property, some walking away cash, to move on to whatever it is you're doing next. And Aslan's a company that can facilitate that with minimal headache. The Real Estate Helpline, again, 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593.
Yeah, and if you call that line, you can also get our free ebook. So leave your email, and we'll send you a free ebook on selling your home. If you want to sell it short, the ebook talks about that. If you're just a regular traditional sale, obviously, who doesn't like those? You know, they're out there. And frankly, we're connected with a lot of people that are looking to refinance. So if you want to find out more about the 203K loan or rates in general, also you can leave your message there. We'll point you in the right direction. We don't do loans, but we have a lot of connections with people that do loans and people that we trust.
So you guys, I heard talk that you just completed a project together. And what is it that you guys did?
Well, that was the four-unit.
Oh, that was the four-unit. Oh, that's why you're making all the hand gestures as knowing how many are for rent. Got it. Exactly. Got it. Because that was yours. Okay.
We did do a project before that was a pretty major remodel of a house in Solana Beach.
Oh, really? I live in Solana Beach. Which one?
It was the ugliest house on the street. It was this hideous southwestern, very heavy southwestern. I mean, it had glass block cactuses in the walls and
yeah, the
fake
Vegas. Visions of days past, right?
Yeah.
And what did you redo to it?
Well, we took the Tempe out of it, and it's now actually a really modern and a just beautiful house inside. We had a really interesting clients that were interested in doing something really modern. Actually had a really good interior designer working with them, so the inside looks great too.
Also, they open it up, like Ryan said earlier. They put the La Cantina doors, which open the whole wall up, and you turn a 12-foot door into an open space that walks out to a great rectangular fire pit and seating area surrounded by palm trees and a lush backyard, which is
sounds amazing.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Where in Solana Beach is the place?
It's on Seawright. We filled in a couple of the corners. It was a really odd little – had some small odd little spaces. And so filling in some corners, adding some space. I think we only added about 800 square feet. The place seems about twice as big as it was before. And the indoor, outdoor to the backyard makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Radio Hour on ESPN 1700. And I don't know if you guys have been watching what's going on in the marketplace, but right now we're down 33% in our overall inventory. Our interest rates are down almost a full percent. REOs are down 25%, and the buyer volume is up. I mean, it's not hard to see why we've got a problem right now with the real estate market. I mean, property values are going up.
They are. I'm not seeing enormous jumps. There's still plenty of time out there. But, yeah, I think at least we've stopped going down. I'd like to say thank you to David Bell, Bell Construction. Thank you to Brian Church, Church Architecture.
Thanks for having me.
Yes,
thank
guys,
you.
Thanks for being here. Any questions for our guests about our free list of pre-listed homes or for Georgian Law to get that short sale removed from your credit?
Magically.
The Real Estate Helpline is 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593. See you next week.